Call to order council meeting for January 25th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Here.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Wayne Chapman.
Here.
Brian Gross.
Here.
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 Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Second.
Okay. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman to approve the agenda with the addition of ordinance 4-2016 under new business.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Wayne Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Gross.
Yes.
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 Agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Next is approval of minutes for January 11th.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman to approve the minutes as presented.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
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 And by a vote of 7-0, those minutes are approved. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. If we do need to congratulate Councilman Salt in addition of his son, what, 2 hours ago? Three. So congratulations. One else? Okay, committee chair reports.
On that subject, council may want to note there is a bill moving in the legislature to that would do away with solid waste districts, and so I think the city and all units of government need to look at the services that have been provided by the solid waste district and make our legislators aware of that. I would be concerned about toxic waste disposal, e-recycling, electronic recycling, if we didn't have the solid waste districts. I think probably what would happen, in my opinion, is if they did get rid of them, those districts, people would look to local government to step in and do what the solid waste districts were doing, and we would have to do that on our general fund. So does concern me, and I think we ought to monitor that movement through the legislature.
Anything else? If not, we want to report to city officers. None. Old business. Ordinance 3-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from EDIP for $15,745.40. First reading was January 11th.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman to have second reading of ordinance 3-2016.
Ordinance 3-2016, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 and 2, all from EDIT, $15,745.45.
Discussion? Anything else?
Call for the question.
Yes.
Bob Brown.
Yes.
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 Second reading of ordinance 3-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Chapman, to have third and final reading of ordinance 3-2016.
Ordinance 3-2016, additional appropriation ordinance for the city of Vincennes, $15,745.45 for edit.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Yes.
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 And third and final reading of ordinance 3-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. New business, ordinance 4-2016, and this has to do with levy match projects.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Chapman, to have first reading of ordinance 4-2016.
Ordinance 4-2016, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal parts containing sections 1 and 2 from edit for $35,700.
Okay, discussion. This is additional engineering on projects. A lot of the projects come under bid, so they were bidding additional projects. So this is engineering cost as well as the inspection fees on some of the projects were a little bit higher because of weather and river level. This all goes towards, this goes back to the $1.2 million money we received.
Yes.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
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 Okay, and first reading passes by a vote of 7. Next is a claim.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Chapman, to pay the claims in the amount of $409,950.41.
Bob Brown.
Yes.
Wayne Chapman.
Yes.
Brian Crowe.
Yes.
Dan Robert.
Yes.
Sherman Rowe.
Yes.
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 And the claims are approved by a vote of 7-0. Nothing under miscellaneous.
Just one item on your way out tonight. You may want to stop by and see a new design for our billboard up on 41 for southbound traffic at about Oaktown. This is part of our promotion of the city effort, and it's particularly appropriate this year during our bicentennial year because it highlights the George Rogers Clark National Park and Grouseland. And so it is already up. I haven't been that way, but okay.
Yeah. Anything else?
I did send out the
motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.